1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This just in from New York City, actor Jonathan Majors has just now been sentenced to probation for assaulting his ex-girlfriend. He could have gotten jail time, but he avoids it. The total eclipse is just a few hours away. The big question is, will clouds ruin the show for the millions of Americans who traveled to get into the path of totality? ABC's Ginger Z is in Carbondale, Illinois.
There are some storms trying to build from Louisiana and the Gulf, and that's why more clouds will be in South Texas than they will in North. Indianapolis could see some increasing high clouds as we see kind of those slightly obscured, but still a really good spot to see it. Once you get up around the lakes, Cleveland started the day with rain. They got a lot of cloud cover right now, but they're going to see decreasing cloud cover. So we're hoping for the best. Niagara will have a mix of sun and clouds. Houlton, Maine, still looking like the best spot on the map.
Salvage crews have begun removing containers from the deck of the cargo ship that crashed into the Key Bridge in Baltimore last month. Following South Carolina's win last night, Purdue and UConn battling it out for the men's tournament tonight. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is back in Wisconsin today talking about a new student loan forgiveness program.
That plan would be more targeted than the sweeping program struck down by the courts earlier in Biden's administration, this time focusing on offering relief to borrowers facing financial hardship or challenges due to higher interest rates.
Michelle Franzen reporting. Southeastern Wisconsin is the best part of the state for catching a glimpse of today's partial solar eclipse. That includes Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, Lake Geneva, and Janesville. The forecast calls for clouds over much of the rest of Wisconsin, especially to the north. Wisconsin is not within the path of totality, so the effects here aren't optimal anyway. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. The newly relocated Rock County Veterans Service Office is open and ready for appointments. The office was out of service for 10 days while staff consolidated services and moved to its new location in Janesville. The County Veterans Services Officer says having offices in Janesville and Beloit wasn't helpful for the office's 4 employees. Even though the center is officially reopened, the office is closed next week for yearly staff training. 27 cats need forever homes. They were rescued during a drug bust in Sauk City on Friday. The suspect is a 34-year-old man who is under arrest. The cats include 5 mothers, 4 juveniles, and 18 kittens. The cats have had their tests and shots. Some of the cats will be available for adoption through Angels Wishes Pet Adoption and Resource Center in Verona this weekend. Others need more time in foster care first. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Bucks lose at home again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks went into halftime with an 11-point lead and still lost to the Knicks 122-109. The Bucks have now lost 4 in a row. Is it a lack of effort? Damian Lillard.
If you let teams start to believe and feel good about themselves, runs happen. You know, I think that's kind of been the story of these last, you know, 4 or 5, 6 games. Sometimes it gets worse before it gets better.
The Bucks host the number 1 seed Celtics tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers bashed the Mariners 12-4 to win the series. A home run for Willie Adames, 2 home runs for William Contreras. So what did they ask the jokester, Pat Murphy, after the game?
You know, Adam McKelvey in the third row.
With all those close games to start the year, how nice is it to happen where you score early and maybe everybody can just breathe a little?
That's a really shitty question.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Pop. Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 62 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, a few sprinkles. Otherwise, partly cloudy, 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 62 by Wednesday. Partly cloudy with a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Hey everybody, Todd Allbaugh, Monday noon to 2. President Biden is in Wisconsin, and we'll have it for you right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Who am I going to vote for? Well, yeah. Well, No Labels itself is a C4 organization that doesn't advocate for or against political candidates. We were merely securing ballot access.
You had two prominent
on this role.
Ones. You had two prominent. And maybe Robert O'Kane, but the choice among those for you as a person. What would you do?
Me as a person? I would vote for Biden or Trump.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the guy from No Labels. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is why for America, we must launch the Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour this Saturday in Minneapolis, ladies and gentlemen. Get your tickets now at sexyliberal.com. We are partnering with a Get Out the Vote organization. We will be announcing that shortly. This is all about getting out the vote. Oh, look at this one. Glynis says, I'm so excited. I just bought tickets for Sexy Liberal in Durham, North Carolina. Will be my first. Ooh, a Sexy Liberal virgin.
Yeah.
Oh, Minneapolis is up next. Yeah. First, Philadelphia next. Then we're coming to Madison, Wisconsin, Albuquerque, Seattle, Denver, Boston, Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Portland, Durham, North Carolina, Phoenix, Arizona, Kansas City, Missouri, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. Oh, my God. Every time I read that, I can't believe I agreed to it. But get your tickets now before I am dead.
Dead.
AI version of myself.
No, it'll be me.
Okay. You know who's one of my superheroes helping me save America? Yeah, that guy. That guy.
Here he comes, Mrs. Dina Bartala. Yes, it's Dina Bartala. Dina Bartala.
Hi. Hi, you, Dean.
How are you, my friend? The tour sounds amazing. That's a lot of gigs.
I know. Well, you've been doing a great tour with a lot of your friends as well. What's the name of? I'm sorry, it's escaping me. The name of your
the New York Arab American Comedy Festival.
That's
yeah.
It.
So it's our 20th anniversary. So we did a few cities. We did San Fran, Boston, and we're doing D.C. the Kennedy Center on June 8th for the show there.
All right.
But it's not as much you guys. It's just we just did in New York. We just did four cities. You did. You're doing what, like.
We're doing 15.
That's unbelievable.
Yes.
There's no sleep. No sleep for Stephanie. No sleep.
No. And a morning drive radio show and being 1,000 years old. I highly recommend it. but listen, we have so much to talk to you about because as a comedian,
sure.
Obviously fantastic radio host, as a Muslim, you must, I think of you all the time, the evolution of this issue, and it's clearly an inflection point, this attack on the World Kitchen workers. And, you know, I was saying, I feel like we read I don't know, where was that, Jody? It was a great piece. But, Justin, you've talked about this before, just about Netanyahu, you know, and what a
trap.
He is turning the entire world against Israel. And go ahead, yeah.
I hope he stares into the sun during the eclipse. Is that wrong for me to say?
No.
I'm not sure that's right or wrong. He's never been a good guy. He's not gotten the attention that he's deserved for a long time in terms of being a bad guy, working against Democratic presidents, against President Obama. He was very infamously against President Obama. And since 2015, he's said when running for prime minister, there'd never be a Palestinian state. And this is a guy who helped prop up Hamas for all these years. And we know this from objective reporting. It's not me. But
Dean, can I ask you a dumb
question? Hamas is there. So that's what he was doing.
Can I ask you a dumb question?
Sure.
I don't think I understand politics there. Why? Why has Netanyahu been propping up Hamas? I mean,
According to the former prime minister, Ehud Barak, who wrote an article about it, was on CNN and Israeli think tanks, what Netanyahu did was allow funding to go to Hamas directly.
Yeah.
Because then he could say, hey, I can't make a peace deal with the Palestinians. Stop saying you want a Palestinian state when Gaza is controlled by Hamas. And it let him not talk about a Palestinian state. Also, he pivoted to Iran the whole time, again, not to talk about the Palestinian state issue. But that was the big thing. Ehud Barak, again, a former prime minister, said that's why Netanyahu allotted funding and allowed Hamas to exist in the form, never expecting on October 7th, but understanding they're going to fire missiles here and there. But he was fine with it because it let him have an excuse not to talk about the real issue, which was Palestinian self-determination. So here's where we are, and I'm hoping there'll be elections in the fall there. I'm not sure, but I'm getting a sense there might be.
Yeah, that's what we were asking. Are they like raves? Are they like pop-up, you know, concert Chris Rock do
right.
We said at midnight?
Pop-up shops.
Like, how do we know when it's going to happen?
Not good. Not good. You know, it's,
but it's
here's where we are.
But, you know, it's his evil and his incompetence. Dean, you know, October 7th happened on his watch. That, you know, he's too busy in the West Bank or whatever. It went on for hours. I mean, I can't imagine they haven't thrown him out on his ear yet. But anyway, I'm glad that we're at the point, however we got here, where, you know, Nancy Pelosi and others are saying to Biden, you've got to condition aid. Because this is not a real investigation, right? I mean, the IDF cannot investigate themselves.
And that's what Chef Jose Andres said. It's not credible having. Now, I think they did some sort of investigation.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, we made mistakes, and that's true. But I think what's so jarring is that we learned about the rules of engagement that we believed, that I thought were true. Now we know it's true. They suspected one person in one of the three cars was a militant, and they killed everyone in three cars. Yeah. And even though it was coordinated with the Israeli military. So you get a sense when Palestinians are saying they're killing civilians, and people are like, well, blah, 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 Hamas was in the area. That's what they'll say all the time. You're like, oh, maybe Hamas wasn't in the area. Maybe Israel didn't care. They were dropping 2,000-pound bombs. They dropped over 500, which killed people a quarter mile away. We all get a sense now. This has gone horrifically wrong. And that's why a Gallup poll before last week's killing, only 36% of Americans supported the military action by Israel. And of Democrats, 18%. And of independents, less than 30%.
Yeah.
So you're seeing we're only down to about 60% Republicans, keeping that number in the 30s or would be in the teens. And look, I hope a ceasefire, they're negotiating right now in Cairo. There were some reports a short time ago, some positive developments. We'll see what happens. I hope there could be one. I hope the hostages can be released.
Yeah.
This war can end, a rebuilding, and I would love to see new leadership for the Palestinians in Gaza and new leadership for the Israelis in Israel. But that's up to them in Israel.
Yeah. Interesting you brought up Obama. I mean, I always say this, Dean, it's all one story, isn't it? I mean, that's when, you know, Netanyahu really started to align with Republicans here. I mean, there's, you know, Jared apparently, you know, and Trump are conducting sort of a shadow presidency, talking to Netanyahu and MBS, you know, behind Biden's back. But I think that you're right. Look at what's going on right now. That's scary about Iran. And if this war widens, Netanyahu came to speak against Obama's Iran deal, you know, behind Obama's back, the Republicans invited him. And so now here we are, right? I mean, it's when Trump says, oh, this wouldn't happen on my watch. It's like, really? Your buddy Putin, was funding and training Hamas. Really? You were going to tell him not to?
Now, you don't remember, Stephanie, but during Trump's 4 years, America was perfect.
Yes,
I don't know if you remember that.
I remember.
Because it was everything, all my dreams came true. It was the greatest 4 years of my life.
I remember that.
It was like a fairy tale.
Yeah.
Tinkerbell flew over, maybe 21 years old again. It was great. I was Peter Pan all over. But now, what a horrific time. Everything was, Trump's a joke. We know he's a dangerous, dangerous dictator. So that's a whole different story. When I look back, I always regretted that during Obama, there wasn't a moderate to progressive prime minister in Israel, not Netanyahu, because I really think perhaps with President Obama, there could have been really laying the groundwork for a Palestinian state and we would be on some form. If it was a federation, if it was two states, it was an EU scenario, whatever.
And at least he tried.
Netanyahu said no to everything.
Yes, and at least he tried to get them to stop building settlements and get to an actual two-state solution. And it's just, we're so far from that.
2 weeks ago, by the way, in the West Bank, under Smotrich, who's the head, that's his last name, the head of like the Ministry of Land Grabbing, we can call it, announced the biggest, he literally announced the biggest grabbing of land in the West Bank. That's, the Palestinians only have about 20% of the land in the West Bank under their exclusive control. Because there's Sector A, B, and C, not to get too detailed. Yeah. But after the Oslo Accord, they have that. They took the biggest chunk of land since 1993, the Oslo Accord, 2 weeks ago. During this, nothing's going on in the West Bank. But there is the dream of people like Smotrich and another guy named Ben-Gvir, who President Biden's talked about, the greater Israel vision, an Israel from the sea, from the river to the sea, Palestinians leave, self-deport, voluntary transfer, that's what they talk about, and build more settlements that are exclusive for Israelis, not for Palestinians. So, this is from both sides, and I'm glad the world's waking up. It's been a horrific time, and maybe now, if the world views, if every Americans especially view Palestinians as human beings, then we can push our elected officials to push for a just settlement.
Thank you.
Where neither Israeli nor Palestinian as you say,
clear Gaza Strip, it's like, so Jared can build waterfront condos. Yes. I mean, do you understand how, I mean, for anyone that cares about the Palestinian cause, it will be 11 billion times worse under Trump. Netanyahu's desperate to get Trump back in. I mean, you know, when he says, oh, they need to finish it up, Israel. I mean, he means, I don't know, kill 30,000 more if you want. Like,
he doesn't care.
Ugh, it's anyway.
What did Trump say at his fundraiser over the weekend? I want more of the white immigrants from Norway and Denmark. Once again, repeating it, and that's all they're reporting right now. That's Trump is a white supremacist. This is not an attack on the guy. He is proud to be a white supremacist, and his base loves him for being a white supremacist. So when he says, why can't we have more people from Switzerland, which he said over the weekend, and Norway and Denmark, that's what his base wants, and that's who he is. Yeah. So the brown people in the Middle East, he doesn't care about them. He doesn't care. I don't think he cares about Israelis or American Jews. He smeared them with vile lies, saying you hate yourselves and your religion if you don't support me. Well, he's a despicable, irredeemable human, barely human being.
Yeah, and I said last week, and you tweeted about this, Dean, that it's beginning to feel like Hitler to me. Like when Judge Luttig talks about how our institutions just seem frozen. You know, whether it's judges, prosecutors, whatever, like it just like that we feel like there's nobody can stop this guy. And, you know, you talked about this fundraiser. You retweeted the headline, the German industrialists who aided and abetted the Nazi regime. The ghosts of the Third Reich still haunt many German businesses. You said this is exactly how the wealthy donors who raised millions for Trump on Saturday should be viewed. Right. They're just their own self-interest.
I wrote about it in my Substack that these people, these less than 100. They gave between $250,000 to $800,000 each to attend this event. John Paulson's house, a big hedge fund, wealthy guy, that they went there to bankroll Donald Trump. And I reminded people that Hitler, when he came to power right before the first and last election as chancellor in Nazi Germany, he brought the German industrialists together, said, I need your money. And he told them point blank, in a democracy, you're not going to do well. But in the dictatorship that I have in mind, you will do well. And some of those business people were on board with it. And some of them later were tried at Nuremberg for funding the Hitler war machine. And those people who went to that fundraiser and gave money, they're not the people with a high school education. Yeah. They're not con. They get it. They understand Trump attempted a coup.
Yes.
They understand January 6th. They understand he's pardoning the terrorists. And they're on board with it. And that's what's so frightening. They are smart enough to know it, and they're on board with
it. You said it. They're traitors. You said they're not MAGA morons who Trump conned. They 100% know that Trump attempted a coup and incited the January 6th attack. They've chosen helping their bottom line over protecting our democracy. I mean, I was reading a historian saying, you know, they could have deported Hitler, you know, to Austria, whatever. But they didn't want to, you know, oh, God, you know, inflame his base, or they don't want to be fair, you know. Both sides, and bleh. I mean, just feels like where we are now that nobody knows what to do or how to stop him.
Are you suggesting we can deport Donald Trump? Because I'm on board for
Let's do it.
I wish there was a way.
I was saying I hope he looks into the eclipse and then he has to get a dog, and it's Commander, you know, Biden's dog.
Your dog?
What?
Your dog leads him to the pier. Like, where's Donald? Well, you know, the dog stopped short and Donald kept walking. And we look, this is the frustration you sense, I sense, I'm sure, you know, my listeners sense. It's 3 years and 3 months of January 6th, and Donald Trump is still free. There is no first world nation that is sincere about protecting their democracy that would allow that to happen.
Yeah.
And sadly, NYSERDAS America has allowed this to happen. And he's been able to game the system through spending $70, $80 million in legal fees. And we can go back in time. DOJ waited about a year to look at Donald Trump, and that's the problem.
Oh, I've set sail with you. I've left Jody on the defending Merrick Garland mainland. And you and me and Ellie Mistal, we're like on the, no, on the little ice, the flow.
Oh, and ice
like
flow.
Herbie, I'm, right. He's Herbie the dentist. So I'm Rudolph.
Yeah.
We're with Lawrence Tribe. Bye. Anyway, I want you to put your lawyer hat on. We're going to talk about whether the trial is going to go a week from today. And we got you for two more segments. Yay. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Done With Debt. This
yes.
is, oh my God, I just talked to our pals last week at Done With Debt.
That's
this
right.
is exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting, right? You know, when you do you have a little bit of the insomnia like I do? You go to bed thinking about your debt. You wake up. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done With Debt is your lifeline. They have an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done With Debt analyzes all your debt options that you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff negotiates how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy or without a loan. That's the key. Done With Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt, but you need to hurry. Some debt solutions are time sensitive. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com.
Family. Yes, family.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to with in the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Freedom Center.
Stephanie Miller.
Now I know it's true. Naughty girls need love.
It's Dean Obadal is the only guest I have to have a gag order during the commercial break because he says too many good things that I'm like, just kids, don't say to me. It's just a waste. You have to say it on the air. But you were just talking about Bobby Kennedy Jr. And I know, I mean, I just don't know what to say anymore. Because I don't know if you know, but I know him. I don't know if you knew him, but I mean, he was a friend and a guest on the show. And I feel the same pain his family must. That he is just completely out of his mind. You know, I mean, and now he's doing Trump talking points on anti-vax, on, you know, Ukraine, on J6 rioters, right?
The fundraising letter, which talked about the rights are being trampled of the January 6th activists, he called J6 activists in their letter. And then when he had called out, he goes, oh, we didn't agree to this. They did. And I tell people, look, there are people who have problems with Biden over Gaza, will never vote for Trump. And they look at RFK Jr. And what I try to explain to them, this is a guy who is defending Netanyahu lockstep. He says it's a morally right thing to do. So anyone out there who's like, well, I don't like Biden's policy on Gaza, I can't vote for Trump, RFK is not your guy.
Thank you.
Ultimately, in the swing state, I'm going to be begging people to vote for Biden. If you don't live in a swing state, vote for me. But if you live in a swing state, you've got to vote for Biden.
I don't know if
it's vitally important.
I don't know if you saw David Corn's piece, Dean, that I mentioned earlier, but RFK Jr.'s campaign is being financially aided by a couple who are regulars on the far-right circuit. They've been hobnobbing with January 6th insurrectionists, QAnoners, Christian nationalists, other pro-Trump extremists around the time of the 1-6 riot. One posed for a photo with militia members who were subsequently arrested and convicted for their participation in the J6 assault on the Capitol. Speaking of law and order, so is the trial starting a week from today? What do you think?
Look, in the big picture, anyone who's ever tried cases will tell you anything can come up, right? But as of now, we're on the trajectory for a week from today, Donald Trump's first criminal trial, the election fraud / hush money case. I say hush money so people know what it is. It's an election fraud case. Mm-hmm. It's going to start. But jury selection, the estimates are 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It could be a month. But 2 to 3 weeks. So before we actually begin the trial evidence part and opening arguments, we're going to go through a long process of jury selection. Then it's a 6-week trial. I think, honestly, by June, Donald Trump is a convicted felon. I think that is very plausible.
Yep.
I think it's very
I do,
very
too.
Likely.
Talk to me about this. Russell tweeted, Letitia James says there's no proof Trump was rejected by 30 underwriters for his $464 million bond. He played the system again and got a smaller bond. And now, of course, there might be something hinky with that, right? Not registered in New York, might not have the money to cover it. What do you think happens with that?
Well, look, I from what I saw in the pleadings from Attorney General James, she's asking for more proof from Donald Trump and his lawyers that they're actually the money has been put up. It's really there. It's not a fake thing. Oh, yeah, I got a bond. Everything's fine. And I'm glad she's holding his feet to the fire. I'm not sure what they presented to the court, but his lawyers had to present some kind of affidavit or certification.
All right, one more segment. One more segment with Dean. Oh, there's never enough time with Dean. Next.
Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin has redesigned its website in hopes of boosting enrollment. The new wisconsin.edu makes information about enrollment and degree programs easier to find. It's the latest effort by the UW system to boost enrollment after nearly a decade of declines. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is giving $22 million to farmers who practice rotational grazing. Kevin Mahalko is a dairy farmer in Gilman. He says rotational grazing has helped him survive difficult stretches and keeps his costs down.
The cow is doing more of the work and using fencing instead of as much equipment. It cuts down on a lot of repairs and maintenance and diesel fuel.
The deadline to apply for the grants is May 26th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. A former daycare provider in Mineral Point is sentenced to 11 years in prison and 12 years of extended supervision. Joanne Ford pleaded guilty to several child neglect charges earlier this year in the death of 4-month-old Wyatt Hamlin 2 years ago. One count of reckless homicide was dismissed at Ford's sentencing Friday. The criminal complaint says Wyatt suffered from brain swelling and died 4 days after last being in Ford's care. The protest vote against President Biden was higher in Dane County than anywhere else in Wisconsin. More than 14% of Dane County Democratic primary voters voted uninstructed. The statewide tally was 8%. The uninstructed campaign set a goal of winning 20,000 votes statewide and got about 48,000. But that still fell short of the number needed to send delegates to the Democratic National Convention in August. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Under a mix of sun and clouds today, high temperatures will strike 60 degrees. Tomorrow will stay partly sunny and temperatures on repeat, back to flirting with 60 degrees. We get a shove even hotter for Wednesday with abundant sunshine and highs soaring to near 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, they react to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making off all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Look, I think that Netanyahu has increasingly pushed the president into a position where he actually has more latitude rather than less. He needs to exercise leadership about American authority here and America's strength in this thing. He also needs to say to Netanyahu, there is no free ride here. There is no open door here unless you conform your behavior on certain things.
Dino Badala is with us for just a little bit longer. Dean, yeah, we were talking about the other part of that article, saying that, you know, Biden, of course, is in an impossible situation. And you sort of said it, that if, God forbid, and this is why going to Minnesota this weekend, I appreciate Ilhan Omar saying, you know, when asked, are you supporting Biden? Absolutely. It would be the end of our democracy, you know, so right. That, like you say, wherever you are on Gaza. But it just, if enough Democrats don't vote, I mean, if Trump gets in, I mean, God help the Palestinian people and all of us, right?
All of us.
Yeah.
Every community that's in our coalition, from the LGBTQ community to African Americans, Latinos, progressive white people, Muslims, progressive Jews, all of us, all of us in that coalition. He doesn't care about us. He's only wanted to be king of his base, not president of the United States of America. And that's going to be even worse in his second term, which that second term won't end. Just so everyone knows.
I know.
As Congressman Liz Cheney, former member of the House, Republican, said, Trump's not leaving. He didn't leave peacefully in 2020, folks. Why would he leave peacefully in 2028? He is not leaving. And good luck enforcing the 22nd Amendment. Mm-hmm. How we try to enforce the 14th Amendment. Look what the Supreme Court did.
Yeah.
Who knows what they do? You try to enforce the 22nd Amendment. They'll say, well, Congress has got to enforce it or something else. And we can't have the states decide it. They could protect Donald Trump again this court.
That's why he's desperate to stop these trials, Dean, because the only way, he is, as we've said many times, only running for president to stay out of jail, to be able to stop these cases, because none of these defenses are that he's innocent. They're, you know, just delay, delay, delay. And you don't have to be a lawyer to see what ridiculous defenses they are, free speech or Presidential Records Act or whatever. Kyle Cheney tweeted, Trump says on Truth Social, it would be my great honor to go to jail for violating Judge Merchan's gag order. It will make him a modern day Nelson Mandela. Okay.
Yeah.
So in that the trial starts a week from today, what would you do about the gag order if you're, because it does seem like he's purposely baiting Judge Merchan now. To try to, you know, have him go to jail.
You could put him in jail. He can watch his trial from a monitor. He has to be there. But if he violates the rules of the court, he doesn't have to be in the courtroom. He has a Sixth Amendment right to confront his accusers. His lawyers will be there to cross-examine everyone, to object to witnesses, object to to evidence. His constitutional rights to be protected. I hope he goes to jail. I will go visit him. It's not far from where I live. I'll go down there. I'm like, I'm here to see Donald Trump.
I'm on a list.
No, they said I'm on the list.
Rube Pundit said, say he's going to be held until trial. See how quickly all those delays go away. I mean, that's the other thought. And also just prove that no one's above the law. Just once. I mean, and Rosie tweeted, just hurry up with all these cases. Everyone's tired of seeing and hearing about him. Free us of him, please. I mean, I think we're just exhausted, which is his strategy.
It is. It's to slow it down. And the thing is, even if he's convicted in New York, and I sincerely believe he will be, it's unlikely he gets jail time, or if he does, it'll be way down the line. The big thing is, I want the January 6th case, and we have to wait for the Supreme Court to hear oral argument on April 25th. And we hope that they render a decision within a few weeks or a month. And then Judge Chutkan can assign a January 6th trial date that's, say, August. And Donald Trump, I think August, it's got to be 3 months from when it's over. Whenever the decision comes out through court, Judge Chutkan's going to give him 3 months from there. That, to me, is the key case, the January 6th case. And he goes to jail. Those are serious felonies. He'll go to prison for that.
We've got a couple more minutes with you, Dean, and then I know you got to go. But let's talk about Judge Cannon that we talked about in the commercial break, because it is just astounding, but it doesn't seem to me like Jack Smith has any choice but to go for mandamus, right, to try to get her recused, because it seems clear she is waiting for this to go to trial so she can dismiss it and he can't be retried. I mean,
no matter what she's helping him, either she'll dismiss the case once the evidence goes in and says you're going to get a directed verdict, or she'll drag it out beyond Election Day. The inherent conflict was appointing Judge Cannon to this case. It was random. It is random. But there were 26 judges in the Southern District in Florida. What bizarreness that she got picked is beyond me. And he appointed her. And look, she's auditioning to be on the Supreme Court with Donald Trump. The bizarre reality that if Trump wins, she's only 43, if Trump wins, we know she'll reward. He'll reward her for the U.S. Court of Appeals or the Supreme Court. And that's what's going on. This is judicial idol. We're watching it play out, and it's awful. And I can't – it's such an inherent conflict. She should have been removed by the presiding judge in that district, who is a Bush appointee. They should have not allowed her to have the case.
So what are the – just a few more seconds. What are the chances that – because I know it's a high bar. What are the chances that she could be removed?
Look, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, where this is, and I just wrote about it, it does have a high bar for recusal. But even if they recuse her and say she's gone, guess what? You have to appoint a new judge. What does that do? It causes more delays. That's what Trump wants. And it takes us again beyond Election Day. So my point is, she has won this battle. She's protected Trump. It is unlikely the election, this trial happened before Election Day. That's what Trump wanted. She got her seat on the Court of Appeals if Trump wins, at least a Court of Appeals seat.
Oh, wow.
I'm not kidding. This is quid pro quo. It's outrageous in our face. It's judicial corruption.
It's only our nuclear secrets. A bunch of classified information. Got a bunch of CIA agents killed. It's not like it's important. Okay. Dean, fantastic stuff. Do not miss Dean Abadala's show here on SiriusXM Progress. We love you so much, Dean. See you soon.
Thank you.
There he goes.
Have a great day. Yay.
He's too good.
Yes.
He knows too many things about too many things.
The stuff with the people.
There's never enough time. Hey. Right. And the people in the green kitchen.
He knows.
Are we doing Sybil or are we not doing Sybil?
He is all that in a bag of chips.
The people. I'm doing my Sybil.
I never saw
Sally Field and Sybil.
The people and the green kitchen.
I think I was too young to see Sybil.
You should see it now.
You are a bastard person.
Was that Hold Your Water, Missy?
Yes, go in your closet and pray. Hold your water, Missy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go in your closet and pray was Carrie.
Yes.
Yes, that was. Sorry. Hold your water, Sybil. I can't remember which psychotic, abusive Christian mother movie
it was.
It's all
of that and a bag of chips. That's all we got to say.
Okay.
Yes.
It
was thebomb.com.
Midas Touch, echoing what we've been saying all morning. Headlines about Trump's fundraiser should clearly note that Trump claims he raised a certain amount of money, not that he actually raised it. And you should probably mention that he was just found liable in the state of New York for fraudulently inflating his assets. Mm-hmm. That might be helpful. Thank you. Please and thank you. Mm-hmm. Ron tweets, if you were wondering why The Rock went on Fox and said he wasn't going to endorse Biden this time, this is why, nothing else. Him returning to wrestle whatever.
WrestleMania.
Whatever
That's exactly what he's doing.
Right. WrestleMania. That's what I meant. Mm-hmm. By the way, can I just say, hold please. Yes. Captain tweets, Dwayne Johnson is the antithesis of Taylor Swift. For many years, Taylor was silent as the neo-Nazis appropriated her somehow as representing them. They went so far as to call her an Aryan goddess. Mm-hmm. Then against advice from those around her, Taylor decided she had to speak out, be damned losing fans or income. She took a stand for what she believes in. Dwayne took a dive for some dollars. Taylor got even richer. Dwayne will get even poorer. Exactly what I said. What do we love, Jody? We love women supporting other women, don't we?
We do.
And other artists.
Yes.
Roseanne Cash, I just started following her just for this thread. She said, musical genres are not different religions. You don't have to express fealty to one or the other. Beyoncé's a great artist, and great artists aren't constrained by opinions and categories. More power to her, and more power to art that opens our hearts and minds. Thank you. Because Beyoncé, in case you haven't noticed, she's black. Yeah, we were talking to Dean about that. How was that a 50s and 60s thing? Just whispering something?
Whispering. Cancer.
That might be unpleasant. Right. Like,
in case you haven't noticed, he's black.
Right. Yeah. That's unpleasant to those people, to those white people, not to us. Just before you write in. Yeah. She has cancer.
Oh, my goodness. He's black.
That's why that scene in Terms of Endearment was so funny, because the lady just shouted, Patsy tells us you have cancer.
Yeah.
So that's like just not how it's done. You're supposed to say cancer.
Right. Well, there's that scene in St. Elmo's Fire where Rob Lowe is visiting Mayor Winningham's mother's house, and Mayor Winningham's mother whispers all of the unpleasant things. And then she says to Mayor Winningham, so where did you meet Rob Lowe? And Rob Lowe leans over and says, prison.
That's very funny.
Uh-huh. It's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, because we were mentioning to Dean, in case you haven't noticed, he's Muslim. Okay. Seth in Los Angeles. Hello, Seth.
Hello.
Hi.
So, some good news. The Homo of Hope and I are now in touch, and we're going to create a Stephanie Miller Seth in L.A. fan club.
I was just going to say, you've crossed the Seths. The Seth streams have crossed.
We've crossed, yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's probably causing
now,
the eclipse.
Now, here's the thing. Why doesn't Biden call these billionaire donors into the White House and get in their face about what traitors they are to the nation? And why aren't the Democrats taking ads out with these people's pictures everywhere?
They will. Yeah.
Let them pay the
oh,
price.
Oh, you mean these bottom dwellers that were at the Mar-a-Lago?
This country.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know what? What do you call it? Noel Castler is going to be on Thursday. He wrote a great piece about Star Wars bar scene of just creeps it was, right? Right-wing billionaires gathered this week in Palm Beach to raise money to pay Donald Trump's legal bills and fund his campaign. Special guests of honor included the architects of the family separation policy, blah, blah, blah. The Mar-a-Lago ballroom and John Paulson's mansions were filled with a who's who of right-wing sexual predators and tax cheats. That about sums it up,
yep.
Right? Friends of the Ghislaine Maxwell and Ghislaine. And Jeffrey Epstein, and also just various people that don't want to pay their fair share.
Right.
Okay. Oh, by the way, speaking of which, Maria Bartiromo, you know I love a good tweet about that flounder.
Uh-huh.
Her eyes are entirely too far apart. Anyway, she was. The headline was, Fox's Maria Bartiromo seems really frustrated by the robust U.S. economy. And Regina tweeted, Maria makes at least $10 million a year. Her husband's worth almost $100 million. They have no kids. Any questions? I mean,
yeah.
Right? It's like, okay.
Lies make your eyes travel to the side of your head.
That's right.
They're trying to
get away from your,
right.
Yeah.
From your lying mouth.
Right, exactly. The eyes are trying to get farther away from the lies coming out of her mouth.
Exactly.
That's why, what's her name? Sarah Huckabee Sanders had that one
janky
eye. That one eye we think was Quato, was her conjoined twin that did have a soul that was trying to escape every time she lied from the podium. Mm-hmm. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, janky eye. Or could be trying to get away from her fashion choices because those also.
Vertical stripes, not her friend.
Huh? No.
Any stripes.
No, stripes, no.
She wore like tablecloths.
Okay, couple.
She looked like a Holly Hobby doll.
Exactly.
Midas Touch. What we were saying earlier, RFK Jr. parroted Russian propaganda almost word for word when discussing Russia's invasion of Ukraine, saying Putin just wanted to denazify Ukraine. Dear God. And this one was what we were talking about. Rob tweeted, 4 years ago today, I waited in line to go into the grocery store because only a few people were allowed inside at a time. Once inside, toilet paper, paper towels, and cleaning products were out of stock. Oh, my God. I swear to God, it's just that it's the brazenness that which they think they can really run on. Were you better off 4 years ago? When right. The answer is no, no, oh, my God, no.
And we could only walk one way down each supermarket aisle?
Yeah, remember
all
why?
The weird...
Oh, I don't get that.
Well, it was the people wouldn't run into each other, I guess.
By the way, my nephew's leaving Friday to go back to New York. The president is taking the motorcade.
Right. Why are we talking
but
about?
No, I was saying, you know, because I just went through a breakup. And so, but I said, I think all of our PTSD from COVID is being triggered. Like, you know, like my friend Karen, if you lived alone during COVID, and you were in your house alone for 2 years, right? It's oh my God, I just can't believe people, maybe that's it, like we keep saying, that people are trying to memory hole it because a lot of it was so painful. You know, you realize that's why prison punishment is solitary confinement. You know, people aren't designed to be alone like
we're social.
That much. Yeah. Oh, and I wore my Evil Americans t-shirt in honor of Jody sending me this tweet.
Sorry.
Stephanie Grisham, Melania Trump's chief of staff during the January 6 attack, released this screenshot of a one-word text message she received from the then First Lady, who was given a chance to help bring an end to the violence and destruction, and she refused. Stephanie Grisham tweeted, do you want to tweet that peaceful protests are the right of every American, but there's no place for lawlessness and violence? Melania, nope.
No, that would not be best.
Oops. Are you getting a call?
Yes, it's over there, too.
Hmm? Everything's fine.
You okay?
Yes, it's Commissioner Gordon. I'll take care of whatever he needs later. Okay. Would you like
some bat signal that is?
Some not so fun fact before we break. Olivia tweets, well, this is part of what our job is and what our Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour is about.
Yep.
Getting out the vote, but also informing people. One in four Texas women of reproductive age believe there are exceptions to the statewide abortion ban for rape. There isn't. There is also no exception for fatal fetal diagnosis. Nope. When you're told that they signed one of the most extreme bans into laws, we are not lying.
Nope.
We are not kidding. And that is our job. Inform everybody of the actual facts. What's the word again? Oh, facts.
Facts.
Huh. Look into it. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi Hello. Nature's Dr. Modi. Hello. Bonnie and Clyde, you think Bonnie kisses a lot now. If she ever met Dr. Barney in person, oh my God. It's kind of weird when she goes to, like, sometimes I try to kiss her back and I realize I'm kissing dog tongue directly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Well,
anyway.
Clyde kisses chair legs, so.
Stop it.
What?
He is smart enough to know that Dr. Marty's is the best dog food in the world.
Yes, he is there. Yes. That's taking all of his brain capacity.
You stop it. It's brain food. He's it's superfoods he's eating.
He's special.
He's mommy's special boy. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, right? A beef, a sweet potato, blueberry, spinach, kale, you name it.
That's
every superfood. Yeah, it's real food. It's what you feed your real kids. It's not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and expires quickly and it's all messy and you got to cut it open.
Gloppy.
Ouch. Glop, glop, glop. It contains the maximum amount of nutrients. It's shelf stable, comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has all the convenience of kibble and all the nutrition of wholesome real food. Real food, man. They love the flavor. Save up to 54% off right now. Plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Debt. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loan makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it now. DoneWithDebt.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Make Music Madison chapter is one of the oldest in the U.S. The free music event happens on the summer solstice, June 21st. And in 2023, the Madison chapter also set a record for the most musicians and shows, 700. Here's Make Music Madison director, Mary Rose Ekberg.
We had the largest, the most number of events, the most number of performances of any chapter in the United States. So we'll see if we can top that this year.
Registration is open now, and you can take part by playing or hosting a show or simply supporting those who do. But there's a deadline, too.
June 1st is the deadline for registration officially.
Learn more and sign up at the website makemusicmadison.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Oprah and I have so much in common.
So much.
We're separated by maybe $11 billion. However, we both have good taste.
And you both have a meadow.
There you go. I don't have a meadow. Okay. My point is, Cozy Earth made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Definitely one of my favorite things. The sheets, my jammies, are my absolute favorites. And my towels. The towels are new. They have plush and they have waffle. Oh, my
and
God.
Thirsty AF.
Oh, my God. Did you know 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? Let me turn you on to Cozy Earth. It is the softest, the most luxurious, the secret to better sleep. Their luxurious bedding products. Here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use that code Miller. You get 35% off at CozyEarth.com. They're crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored just to you, made from viscose from bamboo, pried gently and lovingly from pandas' paws around the world.
Gently.
Gently. Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Right now, you can you get a 10-year, 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. I mean, that's confidence.
Yeah.
Right? Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Prioritize your self-care and your sleep health. Head on over to CozyEarth.com. Use the promo code Miller for 35% off 56 minutes after the hour. Okay, so did we get to all of the Trump awfulness in this show or no? We're in
no,
the last segment.
There's more.
Oh, there was a new, did you see this new video entitled Trump's Virtues? It's from his campaign basically admitting that he's a despicable piece of and not a role model for your kids, but it doesn't matter because something? It's entitled things. Virtues, meaning he has none. The guy on camera is some guy, writer, investor. He calls on those who can't stand Trump to support him nonetheless. Uh-huh. Joyce Vance said, this is an utterly astonishing message for a candidate for the presidency to embrace, and it's just a clue, not about virtues. It starts with a command. Even if you can't stand Trump, you must get behind him. Has any candidate ever run like that? It gets worse. One person's thoughts that Trump is threatening violence on Americans. The video says we're in a war fighting an enemy of revolutionaries that kick and spit on America. This war is a contest between those who love America and those who hate it. Barb McQuaid, our friend, called it a masterclass in disinformation tactics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you imagine how ugly this is going to get? It's all going to be his Pee Wee Herman strategy. He also did an ad calling Biden and Democrats the party of violence.
Right.
Because it's going to be all projection and gaslighting, and we have to be ready for it. And the trial starts a week from today. I'm just going to believe, like Tinkerbell.
No.
If we clap, it will start a week from today. I don't know. Hey, Lindy Lee's tomorrow, isn't she?
She is.
Twitter rock star.
That's
we
right.
will see you then on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Whether you're
hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.